Hey friends, if you've been enjoying the Rise to Meet You podcast, please leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps us grow and makes the podcast sustainable. Now, on with the show. Today, we have our guest, comedian Ken Chang. Thanks for coming to my little recording studio, aka flat. In London. Yeah, thanks for coming, Ken.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me. Yeah. I like the step ladder thing.
Yeah, yeah, it goes up to my bed.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a separation.
And your kitchen is kind of in an alcove?
Kind of, yeah.
Kind of?
Yeah, I should go turn the lights off. It's like expensive.
So Asian.
So cheap.
That's what Asian parents do. Like, my mom always makes sure the lights is out before we leave home. And if the light is on in a room that we're not in, gets very angry.
Yeah, we try. Yeah, we like saving money. Can't just be leaving lights on in the flat, wasting electricity, you know? What did your parents teach you, Ken, since you're on the topic?
I was so bad at everything when I was young. I couldn't look after myself at all. Yeah. Never learned how to cook properly when I was young. You know, never learned anything. If they were at home, they spoiled me and didn't really teach me anything.
Oh,
I think I was just quite a difficult child to also teach. I was very stroppy. I didn't want to do anything that I didn't want to do. So
a little Asian prince.
Yeah.
Chinese prince.
I was very stubborn. I would throw tantrums a lot.
You're one of the calmest people that I know.
Deep down, I'm very angry. That's the thing. I'm like the Hulk.
You just become yellower when you get angry.
Yeah.
So a little background on Ken. Maybe you want to tell it yourself.
I'll test you, see if you remember all.
Okay, so I know this. You're from Cambridge. You weren't born in Britain.
I was born in Cambridge.
Yeah. Oh, you were born in Cambridge.
Yeah,
sorry.
British born.
British.
I knew
born
that. I knew
at BBC.
That.
BBC,
yeah. I knew you were a British born Chinese.
Yeah, it's because I say that. Yeah.
You grew up in Cambridge, and then you attended Cambridge,
yep,
but you dropped out and started playing poker full-time.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you started doing
comedy. Yeah.
You dropped out of Cambridge. Like, that must have broken your Asian parents' heart.
My parents were never as Asian, you know, strict. They were never as tiger as others, I think. My mom was always quite lax. She kind of let me do what I wanted to do quite a lot. They cared a lot about the academic side, but they never made me do that much work. But we did get into a big argument, I think, after I said I wanted to drop out and play poker. She couldn't believe that people made money off it.
Okay.
That's a common Asian parent thing, though, right? The only thing you can either work a corporate office job, lawyer, engineer, or start a takeaway.
As long as people can make a living.
I think it was maybe she didn't want to say that she was disappointed that I would leave Cambridge. So focus on the gambling more.
So why did you drop out of Cambridge?
It was too hard.
What? Really? For an Asian person?
Yeah, no. I made a mistake of doing maths. Maths is even hard for Asian people.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it becomes from really applied, do you have in high school and secondary school, to really abstract and proof-based, and all the numbers disappear.
Yeah.
When you get good at math, there are no numbers anymore.
Don't need a calculator.
Yeah. Is Chinese people who invented calculating?
Yeah, I guess so. They invented everything. Just assume they invented everything.
Everybody, every culture knows how to count, surely.
Yeah.
If you have like two pieces of bread and your neighbor comes over and steals one, you know, somebody fucked up. I gotta kill somebody now.
Well, some people definitely at some point someone didn't know that.
There's a concept of two breads. Oh, I usually eat three meals a day, but today I'm hungry. I wonder why. Surely you have to. You don't have the concept of numbers, but you know the concept of like things
of stuff,
occurring.
Yeah, stuff.
More stuff and less stuff.
Yeah.
That's what counting is, right?
Yeah.
I got more stuff, less stuff.
Yeah, but maybe they can quantify it.
Also, how is it nerdy to be able to count, you know?
I think it's your
Western lens, Evelyn. We talked about this.
It is my Western lens, yeah.
Can't count.
Yeah. I failed maths.
Well, everyone has a point where they just can't understand it. It's just like, what is this? I can't. Maths was fine in school. It was like, I could just do it. I just could just do any of it without working that hard. And then got to Cambridge and it was like the opposite way. I couldn't do any of it. Couldn't do a single thing. That leap was just so big. I can't make sense of what it's meant to be.
Well, instead of dropping out, you could have like changed your major.
Yeah, so I was so turned off by the whole system.
I mean, I'm kind of siding with your mom here.
Yeah,
it's a little bit drastic.
Yeah.
Maybe it's an Asian uncle in me. It's like, all right, you're not good. Okay. Cambridge doesn't just do maths, right? You could do English, philosophy,
you could even do English, yeah. That's just reading.
Chinese, you can do Chinese, you can major in Chinese, right?
Yeah, the people do that. A lot of white people do that.
In Chinese?
Yeah.
Oh, they love our shit, man.
Yeah. Oh. I know a lot of white friends who study Chinese. They speak better Chinese than I. They're really good at it.
I speak Cantonese, but apparently my speaking level is like an 8-year-old. But if you drop me in Hong Kong, I'll be fine. Like I can.
Yeah, you'll
I can
hustle your way. Find your way to a nursery.
I'll find my way to a nursery. Play with the kids. Yeah. But that's all.
Yeah. You get along great. So, yeah, you could have. Why didn't you just change your degree?
I wanted to play poker. That's why I wanted to. I loved doing it every day. It was all I cared about. And I thought, if I'm not motivated in something, why do it?
Courageous decision.
Yeah, I think most people wouldn't have done that at the time, and don't know, just decided why not.
How did you discover poker?
Played with friends in school. We were a bunch of friends. We would play in the lunch times in school at first. We used to bet with Skittles. And it's just like,
and then you thought to yourself, like, man, I can make a living on it. My friends are shit. I'm crushing them with all my Skittles.
I have diabetes now.
That's how good I was at poker.
That is how, sometimes I would just have like 3 bags worth of Skittles. Wow. And I would just eat them in the end of the lunchtime, which would not be good.
Is that why you couldn't handle the math? Because you just had a sugar crash.
Yeah.
So can you tell by the cards that they play and stuff, this is an aggressive player?
All the moves are like, give off some sort of information about what they have, their general strategy, and you have to work out from there and then work out your strategy based on that.
Well, you were just naturally good at it, or was it because
I wasn't that good when I started. I've always been all right at video games, though. I've played a lot of video games when I was growing up.
Same skill?
Yeah, strategy, decision-making, kind of. And I've always been into like card games a bit. And I've always had that kind of brain where you're thinking about how to strategize it. And that helps a lot.
That's good. So if you like video games, that's actually, that's help. Good.
A lot of professional poker players came from StarCraft. They played StarCraft first. Ooh. And there are quite a lot who played Magic the Gathering, which is a card game. So that makes sense. But then they all come from different kind of game type things.
Strategy games.
Yeah, strategy games.
Is poker also a very Asian thing? Do you see a lot of Asians in the poker scene? Okay, yeah, I expect that. Because StarCraft is very Asian. Yeah.
Is it?
So StarCraft competitions, man. It's dominated by Korean people.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah, esports.
Esports, massive.
Were you good at StarCraft?
No, I never played StarCraft. It's too much. It's too much actions per minute.
Yeah, yeah. In Malaysia, when I was growing up, the big thing was Dota. But they were all just hobbyists, amateurs. None of my friends grew up to become like esports stars.
Yeah.
Esports star.
They're big.
It's a real thing, man.
They make so much money.
Yeah. Really?
So much
women's
money for sponsorship.
Queue up to sleep with them.
Yeah.
You know, that's how amazing they are. Yeah. They're superstars.
Yeah. They play in massive stadiums.
Yeah.
The world championship.
In front of people.
Yeah. Like teams. Like a team of five versus another team of five. And then the whole stadiums fill up. They have like real commentators. They have 3 commentators. Like a boxing match.
Yeah. Millions of viewers online for the big finals and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. You should YouTube it.
It just does not sound appealing to me at all to go and watch
you're like an Asian mom. Of course it's not going to sound appealing to you.
I'm like, why? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, would you like some food now?
Come and
are you
eat
hungry?
Now.
I'm just an Asian. The running joke is like Evelyn's the Asian mom on the podcast and I'm the angry Asian uncle.
Yeah.
All the Asian beliefs. So
he gets up to like weird stuff.
You make it sound like a pedophile. I'm not a pedo. I'm not a weird uncle that touches you.
No.
I'm the angry uncle that ruins the family barbecue, all right?
That's weird stuff.
This podcast, there's no touching going on in this podcast.
There's no touching going on.
I know my bed is just right there, but nothing's happening, okay?
No one is in it.
Yeah, for the record, Evelyn, you got to say there was no touching going on.
There was no touching going on.
See? I didn't force her to say this. There's no gun pointed at her right now.
Oh, gosh. It feels like your upbringing was not as intensely Asian as maybe mine nor Nigel was.
No, my dad is very Asian, but then he wasn't that strict because he just wouldn't interact with us. He kept to himself and just...
He had other interests?
Yeah, I don't know what they were. He was a lot stricter than my mum, but then he was just not around much. And then he moved to China when I was 11. Mm. So, yeah.
And where in China are you from? Or your family?
My parents grew up in Beijing.
Oh,
right in the heart of it. Yeah.
Why did they move here?
Uni, I think. Nice. Yeah, both came over for uni.
Have you been back to Beijing?
Beijing. I went back last in 2002.
A long time ago. Oh, that's a long time.
Very different time. Yeah, I can't imagine what it's like that. I used to go every 2 years when I was a kid, but then we just stopped.
They probably don't accept you there.
No, they don't. Yeah, they wouldn't. They wouldn't at all.
BBC.
Yeah, everyone hates BBC sort of there.
Really?
Well, I can't speak the language, so they hate that. They hate that shit.
Bitch about you behind your back. Yeah. Your mother tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you know you failed as an Asian.
Yeah.
You're a proper banana.
Yeah.
I wonder who's whiter, you or Evelyn, Ken.
I'd say me, but...
Yeah?
But that's because I think... I'd say because Englishness is more tied to what people think white is.
Did you have these kind of typical Asian things that, you know, we all have no shoes in the house
She's in the house. Yeah. What are the other ones?
Well, your mom, you said your mom was pretty liberal, so they probably didn't want you to be a doctor,
a
lawyer or something.
No. They were happy that I was just very good at school all the way through.
Did they never bring you to eat out ever? Say, oh, we can cook that at home. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I think she cooked a lot. Yeah.
Did you do holidays?
Yeah, we did a few.
Oh, okay.
We did a few. We went camping every year for a while. My dad never went. He hated camping. And
I'm with your dad there. Yeah. Yeah. Camping.
I hated it a bit, but it was quite fun after a while.
My dad had a fit one year and he was like, we're going to go camping. Like, he wanted us to be more Scandinavian and Swedish.
Yeah.
We went, we spent one night and everybody hated it. And then we just drove back home.
That's fun.
And then we never, ever mentioned it again.
It's a dark family secret. The one day we went camping.
Yeah.
What was it, a very Scandinavian thing to go camping?
Yeah, like outdoorsy type of activities. Hiking and just
a lot of mountains and stuff.
Mountains, especially going up north and walking up the mountains is really Scandinavian. Like, just to experience.
And why did everyone hate it?
Our family? Because we're Chinese. It's like, why would we sleep outside? We're not poor.
We escaped China, so we don't have to sleep outside.
Exactly.
Are we doing this again? What is this, nostalgia?
We paid for our four walls.
Yeah.
Why would you pretend to be poor?
So you bought all the camping gear?
Yeah, we got like a tent and like a sleeping bag, and he probably tried to return it, you know?
Cleaned it off. Bags?
Cleaned it off.
Kept the receipt. Hope he kept the receipt.
Keep the receipt.
Yeah. I probably won't enjoy it either, you know? I like my place. You pay a lot of money for a place, and then you got to pay a lot of money to pretend to live in someplace else. Oh, it's the worst. I did go camping once with my university friends in the desert in Utah, in America.
In Utah, wow.
Yeah. That was... I kind of did enjoy that, but I think it was more because my friends were there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was and okay, and it was also Utah, and I've never seen a desert before.
Yeah.
So I think the novelty didn't wear off yet. We spent a few nights, most nights spent in like motels, but then we spent one night camping, and maybe one night was enough for me to enjoy. I think if I stayed a second night, I'd be like, oh, fuck this desert bullshit, man. I've had enough of this sand, and it gets really cold at night. It's scorching in the day.
Yeah.
And then at night, if you don't sleep in your sleeping bag, you'll wake up like shivering.
Shit.
Yeah. But it was decent. I shit on camping, but you know, I still had a good time there. Moab and Utah. all the Mormons. Met a lot
Mormons.
Of Mormons.
Did you get to see their underpants? They
No.
have their magic Mormon underpants. Mm-hmm.
No, I didn't. Oh, I should have asked.
Yeah.
You know, so can they see your underpants, please.
Yes, yes.
What is this?
It's like magic Mormon underpants. They have like special underwear that they wear. I can't remember for what reason, but that's the limited Mormon knowledge that I have. Apologies to any Mormons out there.
Have you seen Big Love?
I've seen like parts of it.
You heard of it?
No. What is it?
It's about a guy with three wives, and he's like Mormon.
Yeah.
Where can I watch this? Where is it on?
It was on HBO ages ago. Okay. Yeah.
You could probably stream it.
Yeah.
Too much stuff to watch, man.
It's good.
A lot of Korean dramas I have to catch up on.
Oh my god.
Is that your favorite?
Well, I started watching one because a friend recommended it to me. Designated Survivor, 60 Days.
Oh, that the one.
That's been remade.
Yeah, remade the Korean one. So I just watched the Korean one. And there's some stuff that feels a bit jarring because I probably watch more Western TV shows.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So there's some stuff in the Korean drama. I don't know if it's representative of all Korean dramas, but I think there's some stuff that will feel jarring to a Western audience. Like the way they shoot it, the way the music goes.
Oh, and, yeah, the music.
Yeah. Dun, 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 you know, that kind of very melodramatic thing. There's always a scene of a guy crying. They love male actors crying.
I would love that.
Every Korean movie I've seen, they cry. That's always great. A guy crying. It's good, but it's also kind of cliche now if every movie does it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. What about the women? Do the women cry?
Sometimes. I don't pay attention to them. even in an action film, the guy would cry because it's always some melodramatic story about how his daughter got kidnapped and then he was too late to save her. And then he has to like seek revenge and he'd be crying looking at her daughter's photo. And he cut his own hair. I'm just talking about one movie now.
Cut his own hair. That's what I miss from John Wick. He didn't cry enough.
Yeah, John Wick didn't cry, did he?
He didn't, no. He just took out his... Keanu, yeah, when his dog died, his wife died.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, how could you not cry when your dog died? Show some range, Keanu Reeves.
Did Liam Neeson ever cry?
No.
No.
Liam Neeson didn't cry.
Ever.
Maybe Western movies, they want a more badass...
Like a masculine
thing.
Yeah,
masculine. I will find you. I have a set of skills and I'm going to find you and kill you.
Yeah.
You know, in Korean dramas, there's always a moment where he does a monologue and then he starts crying. And then cut to, you know, him like starting to kill people.
But that's the thing with like Liam Neeson. It's like, oh, I have a set of skills. I will find you. It's like, nobody's buying it, Liam Neeson. You're like 70 now.
Yeah.
What is this? What are these
skills?
Walked
around Northern Ireland being racist.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. With Korean, there's this show called Kingdom. That's a Korean show.
Okay.
On Netflix. And it's the best. It's basically set in medieval time Korea. So, you know, with like the dynasty and stuff. But then zombies.
Whoa.
It's amazing. And there's like political intrigue and stuff. But it's amazing. Wow.
That is an Asian fusion I can get behind.
Yeah.
Zombies and Korean, like that kind of like... old Korean dresses.
Yeah, really beautiful dresses. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Love that.
It's great. It's, yeah, Hanbok. So recommend.
Hanbok and zombies.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Zombies and Hanbok.
It's great.
I'm going to watch it tonight.
Yeah. Netflix? Yes, it's on Netflix and it's like 6 episodes and it's really addictive.
Perfect.
Koreans, they're smashing it. StarCraft.
They are.
Fantasy.
K-pop.
K-pop. Yeah, everything.
They are, though. You're right. They are crushing aspect of life. They're like the best looking people in Asia. Subjective opinion. I think.
Because they have plastic surgery.
Yeah.
Even before the plastic before surgery, they're still like the best looking.
Korean men are gorgeous.
Korean women are gorgeous. What are you talking?
Yeah, Korean
gorgeous,
women are. They're all
rich.
Gorgeous.
They got money. That's yeah. They got a lot of money.
But yeah, so does like true. Singapore and Japan.
Yeah, that's true.
So
what's going on in Singapore?
And they're ugly.
Sorry to any Singaporeans out there, but we got a beef anyway, Malaysia and Singapore.
Yeah,
yeah. But I do think, I don't know. Just personal opinion. Yeah. So if you're Asian, again, don't at me. I'm not saying you're ugly.
Here you are.
Every episode.
It's gonna be a headline.
I always say. I'm saying something that could be misconstrued as offensive, so I have to say, don't at me. Support my Patreon, but don't at me.
Cancelled, Nigel Ng.
Yeah.
Probably will be. All Singaporeans ugly.
Yeah.
Singapore comes after you.
But beauty is within, and it's subjective, and
I still think Koreans are better looking
than you, so... I am pro cosmetic surgery too, so I'll say I'm pro Korea also. What is cosmetic surgery but a solution to a problem? Your face looks like shit, you solve it, then your face doesn't look like shit anymore. Why are people against this?
That's so great. So Asian.
No, are you insecure about your face? Well, maybe you should be. Go get plastic surgery.
Wow.
Yeah, it's okay to be insecure about your looks, you know? I think people now are like, why are you so insecure? Because I have eyes and I have a mirror. It's okay to be insecure. It's okay to accept yourself too. But if you choose to be insecure and you want to get plastic surgery, I don't think we should judge people. Yeah, solve it. Or not. It's your life. You can be ugly if you want.
Do you think plastic surgery should be
free? That's a good question.
I think
I would go overboard if I... like, don't get me wrong, I'm happy enough with how I look that I probably wouldn't get it as of this moment in time. Maybe as I get older, I'll start, you know,
what would you self-conscious.
I don't know. We'll see what goes wrong with my face with time.
Put out a question to all your followers and see what they
Yeah, let me know if you think you get cosmetic surgery.
What should Nigel get?
Can shave down my, make my face a little less wide, make it more almondy, you know, and get a nose job.
Maybe
a nose job. What else can I get? Lower my hairline a little bit. That would be nice.
Get lip fillers.
Lip fillers.
So you get bigger, your upper lip, so you get like a...
I don't know if that looks good on a guy, though.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Maybe cheek fillers. Maybe cheek fillers. Yeah, fillers. Cheek fillers would be nice.
Chin job.
Yeah, chin. I think I'm okay with my chin. That's the problem, though. Once you start doing one, you start going overboard. That's why when it's free, it's really dangerous. Because it's not free now, and I'm like, oh, I don't really have the money for a nose job. So, nah, maybe not, you know. But if it's free, you're like, okay, let me swing by and see what they have to offer.
I think it should be free if the doctor decides you're ugly enough.
Yeah, that's funny.
If you're a virgin by 30, free for you. Take whatever you want.
If this is a real problem, you deserve it. The social.
Yeah. Yeah, take your own scalpel and fuck your own face up and free everything. But what do you think? Which race on average is the most attractive? Asian race.
Asian race. Oh shit. I really think Korean men are really fit. Steven Yeun, what's the lead call in Kingdom again? I can't remember, but like, yeah, Korean men are really, really pretty.
Yeah, like, they have like very sharp and defined facial features. They're tall. They have the muscular, best haircuts.
Really good haircuts. Yeah, they can sing and dance.
Oh man, yeah, and they wear sharp like blazers. And, like, yeah. You watch any Korean action film? And the main guy, the hero, he's a sharp suit blazer. He gets blood on it, but it's still nicely ironed. Oh, it's beautiful. I'm looking at him running with those like expensive leather shoes, just running, chasing someone. I'm like, why can't my shoes be that comfortable?
True.
Like, where do you buy those shoes?
True.
You know, have you ever worn like leather shoes, like formal shoes?
Yeah.
They're uncomfortable. Right. They're like stiff and painful.
They're very.
And this guy just scaling a building, you know, shooting down people, having a sword fight with them.
They should put a scene in where he goes home and takes them off.
He has a
like, this one's harder than stabbing someone in the throat. Ugh. Where do they buy the shoes? Someone should do like like action movie shoe reviews. I would buy a pair of those.
That's funny.
Like you watch Jackie Chan, even like old Jackie Chan films, you see his... where do you get those jeans? They are so flexible. They climb walls. Like I wear these like jeans. Like they fit nice, but I can't really move that much with them. I can't climb anything with them. But Jackie Chan's jeans is.
I watched Rush Hour yesterday.
Oh, I watched it like a month ago.
Oh, what? Did you?
Which one? 1, 2, 3.
I watched 1 and 2. Nice.
Yes, me too. I watched 1 the other week, and then I watched 2 yesterday. And like he has a fight scene in a bathrobe in 2.
That's a good fight.
Where he's just fighting in like a really short bathrobe as well. But like, you never see any junk.
No, they must have taken a lot of shots, a lot of takes for that.
He has a thing over it. He has one of those, you know, like those cup things, which...
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Nice. Yeah. Just a little cup to cover his little Jackie.
How did you find them?
I mean, I really enjoy them because they're so ludicrously
over the top,
like Don Cheadle in like a Fu Manchu outfit. Speaking Cantonese.
There are some good jokes in there, man. Remember that scene where Chris Tucker just said, "Take my badge and pretend you're a cop."
Yeah,
and he looked at it. Oh, I can't. This can't work. I'm not 6'1".
Yeah,
right. That's a great
with Chris Tucker's face on it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you watch it with white people and they get uncomfortable because by today's standards, a lot of it would be
Tucker's
racist.
Really racist.
Yeah, he's a sex pest.
He is a sex pest.
Yeah, in the film.
Really
bad
sex pest.
He's awful.
The second one is really bad.
Yeah, and
the second one is aged more than the first one.
Oh,
the first
my
one's
God,
quite a serious story, though. And the second one,
first
is just,
one was pretty good.
The first one had lines like, "Hang around Chinatown, you might meet all your cousins."
Yeah, it does have those. It has those, but it doesn't. The third one is really bad because he creeps on the daughter who was kidnapped in the first one, and then she's 18 in the third one.
Oh, shit.
And he says, like, oh my, and it's just like so weird.
Who, Chris Tucker?
Yeah, Chris Tucker, yeah. Yeah, it's so wrong. It's like, my God, who thought that would be a good thing to put in a movie?
Oh, my God.
And she's like,
oh my God. But then again, it's Brett Ratner, so.
It's Brett Ratner, yeah. Yeah. He probably tried to put that into the first movie.
Exactly. Exactly.
God. Soo young, not so young anymore.
Oh God!
But I love that those films, man.
They're great.
Yeah, they're
Chris Tucker in the first one is insane. The every scene where he has his eyes full, like when he just goes intense and has his eyes got fully open, and he's like, "How do you maintain this for the whole movie?"
Yeah,
he's like, "Fucking, he's just so he's not on it."
I think Chris Tucker stole the show in the first one.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
He's
so good in the first one.
Humor, so favorite
bit is when the bad guy drops to his death, and he's just like, "Oh, you know, he dead."
Yeah,
and you could tell that. You could tell that's an improv.
Yeah. Like when they're packing money. Some tens, 1,000 in tens, 2,020. You want some fives with that? Oh, I can't believe we can quote those
I've
lines.
I've seen it a lot. Yeah. I've seen it like 20 times, 20, 30, 50, 50 times. And I used to watch it like, all the time when I was 13. I used to stick on.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it's a generational thing too, because a lot of my followers on Instagram, they're younger, so they probably haven't experienced the joy of Rush Hour, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And if you're white and you feel uncomfortable, it's not for you. Again, it's for us. Watch Braveheart or something. You want to see a white movie?
It's for us and white people in the 90s.
So, yeah, they loved it then.
Your parents.
It did so well. It did so well in the box office.
It really did, yeah. I remember Jackie Chan talking about it and like, because he did an interview with Jay Leno when it came out and he was like, Chris Tucker never learned his lines. He never,
it's all improv,
never,
man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so much of it's improv.
You can see like a blooper reel from
the funniest
in the credits, And it's like Chris Tucker had to, like, he never knew his lines. And during one scene, his phone rang, his personal mobile phone during a filming.
That blooper. So
yeah, funny. I saw that. I remember that.
And I'm like,
we're filming. We're filming. You're wasting our film.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Every Jackie Chan blooper reel is amazing too, man. Yeah. You see him do his stunts over and over again.
The one where he falls down and I can't remember which one it is.
Project A?
Project A, probably, yeah. Where he falls down and he breaks.
You see blood coming out of his ear.
Fuck,
he almost died in that one.
Yeah, that's
really?
Yeah. If you look it up, Jackie Chan, the closest encounter.
He misses a jump or something.
An easy jump too.
Yeah.
It was an easy jump for him.
Look, you judging him.
No, he said himself. Yeah. It was an easy jump. He got the take already, but he looked at the clip and I was like, okay, not good enough, I'll do it again. And then the second time the tree branch broke, so you're supposed to grab the tree branch and swing, but then a tree branch broke mid-swing and it just fell into this crevice.
I just can't believe, like, he's how his body has held up is incredible. Like, he's
ages don't age, man. Even our bones regenerate. They're like Wolverine, you know.
That's the thing with Jackie Chan. I have such a fatherly feeling towards him. Like, anytime, because in Rush Hour 2 he has a love interest and I can't watch it. I find it so weird because I'm like, no, he's like a dad. He shouldn't be creeping on women.
I think that's because you haven't seen his Hong Kong films.
Yeah.
It was like the sexy man protecting his girl, that kind of thing.
That's true, actually. Yeah.
Watch his Hong Kong shit, man. It's good.
Yeah.
In some there, he's with a white woman too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, there are a few, like, I forget what now, but he's with a white
God
woman.
Too,
I think that's one. Uh-huh. I think, Who Am I? Was he with a woman?
I love Who Am I? Who Am I?
Yeah.
Who Am I? It's
a cheesy fucking...
It's the best. I used to quote that when I was a kid. Who Am I? Yeah. So stupid.
Asians reminiscing about Jackie Chan, man. This could
that's the whole podcast.
Well, there is a podcast about Jackie Chan. I've listened to it. They just go through every single one. Each episode is one of his movies and they talk about it. I don't know if they still make new episodes anymore because ultimately you're going to run out of episodes.
There's quite a lot of movies. Love movies out there.
Talk about his personal life and stuff, which is like, his personal life is
he's a womanizer. He has a lot
Not children. Upstanding. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all right. I forgive you, Jackie Chan. If you're a good enough entertainer, you can get away with anything, you know.
Nigel!
What?
That's what you're going to get canceled for.
I'm not saying it should be... That should be the case. I'm not saying it should be like that. I'm just saying facts here. You know, Jackie Chan's also working in Hong Kong and mostly Asia, and Me Too hasn't caught on just yet.
No, yeah.
But the different apps, it's all like... Yeah, it's all... Well, they have different ways to... They all have those apps where they do codes of stuff you know, like because there's so much censorship on so many things, they have to do it in codes.
On
Weibo, they have like a special way of like using numbers sometimes,
so the
government censorship can't find that you're talking about, you know, like Xi Jinping or something, you know.
I think they have the same for Me Too quite often.
Well, let's hope. Well, Jackie Chan's old now anyway. If you want to indict him now. his latest movies have been a disappointment. Well, okay, let him make Rush Hour 4 first. Then
oh, I would love Rush Hour 4.
Please, let me enjoy because one
Brett
last Rush Hour.
You can't have Brett Ratner back.
That's true. That's true. That would be so funny if it was a Rush Hour 4 and it was just really PC.
Like Chris Tucker is woke now. Suddenly.
Yeah, he's woke.
But for all women to be paid the same.
I respect women.
Yeah.
Go cover yourself up.
Yeah, yeah. Asian representation, Jackie. Have you seen Crazy Rich Asians? That was a great film for Asian representation. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? It's okay if you don't. You didn't grow up with this language.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Yeah. Equal pay.
Yeah. Oh man, woke Rush Hour. That'd be a really funny concept. You can make a sketch about that. Yeah. Woke Rush Hour. Yeah, let's get a black friend to film it with us, you know. And we basically reenact those lines but wokeify it.
Wokeify it. Oh, can we do that for
you? That's funny. Let's write it down. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's a great idea though. We should talk about that more afterwards. Woke Rush Hour.
Yeah, that would be so funny.
Love it.
That was like a blast from the past.
Yeah. No, nostalgia is good, man. Yeah, that's part of the reason we wanted to do this podcast because when else can we talk about Asian nostalgia shit, you know?
Yeah.
You know, exactly. If you're a white comic, you perform here, you can talk about, hey, MSN Messenger, and the whole crowd, hey!
I actually saw a meme of that today. It was like, if you remember this, and it was like the MSN Messenger kind of pop-up thing, you're too old and you need plastic surgery. Oh. I was like, okay, wow. I am too old.
Yeah. No, we're not too old. We're just about the right age, I think.
I had a friend who was like, with women, if the woman didn't know the Fresh Prince theme tune, like if she couldn't sing it, he wouldn't date her because she would be too young.
It's probably the half your age plus seven rule.
Yeah.
Half your age plus seven rule. Okay. Yeah. I see that. But okay, but the Fresh Prince thing, I can't say, I know off the show, but I didn't watch Fresh Prince growing up.
It wasn't in Malaysia, was it?
It was. We had the Cosby show. Well, it was a family friendly show, right? Was Fresh Prince family friendly?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it was.
Maybe there was. I just didn't notice it was on. I just watched a lot more Asian cartoons. Yeah. Like Crayon, Shin-chan or something. Doraemon. Yeah. Sailor Moon.
Ken is looking really confused.
A little bit sexual for a children's TV show.
I mean, it's Sailor the Japanese, so.
Yeah, the skirts are like they're like crime fighters. They're like women crime fighters who dress in schoolgirl uniforms.
I've seen bits of that.
Shorter skirts. Like, oh, man, how do you fight crime in that?
Like Jackie Chan does, yeah.
Yes.
They got a cup.
They got a cup.
It's like, imagine if the Powerpuff Girls were like sexual and like mature and, you know, like with a voluptuous figure. That's what Sailor Moon was.
It's, I mean, Japanese people are weird. Yeah. Don't at me.
What other East Asian countries are you going to insult?
Singaporeans are ugly. Japanese people are weird. Koreans, you got too much surgery in your face. You all suck. Malaysians. Malaysian power. I think you should wrap up here. Anything you want to plug, Ken? First of all, thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it. It was a great chat. Rush Hour chat, man.
Yeah, now I'm going to plug Rush Hour.
Rush Hour is great. When's your Radio 4 series coming out?
Yeah, it's not coming out till like March or maybe even after that.
What's your radio show going to be called?
It's just called Chinese Comedian.
Oh, nice. Yeah, oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's the second series. So that
was
fun.
Amazing. Your first full hour was called, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Chinese Comedian.
That's different, yeah.
What is it about? Like the first series?
The first series was growing up Chinese in the UK, and each episode was like a different facet, how it affects like education or the arts or family, and kind of a different 15-minute block. So
nice. Can people hear it? Especially international people, if they want to hear it online.
I think
online.
You can still find it online.
Yeah.
I think people have listened to it still. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ken Cheng, Chinese comedian on BBC Radio 4, paving the way for other Asian people, East Asians like us. You know, because nobody would touch us right now.
I'm opening the door. I'm opening the door.
Thank you.
Nobody will touch us right now.
Learning the step ladder.
But to be fair, you know, sometimes a criticism for Asian people here is like, oh, we always have the attitude of just keep your head down and work really hard, maybe we could have done something a bit more to flag this issue. Maybe, and you know, I don't know what the right answer is.
It's just a time. Like, our generation now are starting to be more aware and talk about it and feel like we can talk about it and take the space and stuff.
No, that's great. You got to take advantage of that, right? You got to be a nuisance. That's what Beck was telling us. You got to be a nuisance to affect change. So please do. Please make a nuisance.
Yeah.
But don't lose your job.
Don't lose your job. Have priorities. Yes. Have priorities. You know.
On that note, thank you very much, Ken.
Thanks so much. We'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. If you did, please go on Apple Podcasts and leave us a nice rating and review. If you didn't enjoy it, why are you still here?